The final daf in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olea Hasholem. It begins on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis in the Oz V'Hadar edition, 11 lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the words from our Mishnah, Lo Yokel. In the Vilna edition is on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Begins the Gemara to quote from our Mishnah, Lo Yokel Adam Es Roshi Keneged Shar HaMizrach. We learned in our Mishnah that Chazal extended the injunction of Es Mikdashai Teiro, which is a deraisa, that it should extend not only in the base of Mikdash and the Harabayas, but even outside the Harabayas, if one is in front of the eastern gate, which is Mechuvan, Keneged, the Kache HaKadoshim, where the Shekhinah is, a person is not allowed to do things that are not appropriate, that show that he is lightheaded. And we explained the Machlokes Rishonim in the last year what exactly this includes. Since we were speaking about things that should not be done because of the covet of the Shekhinah, which one is facing, so the Gemara now brings another Din Derabbanan, which was enacted for the same reason, because of the covet of the Shekhinah. We should mention a brief hagdama. We're going to be dealing here with several variables. One will be the directions of north and south. The other is the directions of east and west. We will also be speaking about urinating, which the Gemara calls matil mayim. And we will be speaking about defecating, which the Gemara refers to as Mesich es raglov. A person, when he defecates, he is covering his feet as he defecates. Now, we will see that there are two brises that have a machlokas here, and what they are mainly arguing about is whether there is an inyan to give kovid to the southern direction. In other words, Gemara Bava Basra Daf Chafhein, the Bavli, tells us that the face of the world is considered Mizrach. And therefore, if one is facing Eretz Yisrael to the east, as we do here in America, that's where we have people sitting on the Mizrach Vant. That is the, we daven towards Mizrach. We're davening towards Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. So when one faces Eretz Yisrael, his right hand is to the south, his left hand is to the north, and behind him is the west. So the hardest area is east and west, because that is where the Shekhinah is. In fact, although we're facing the east, and as we said, the southern part is considered the right, the Yamin, but in Yerushalayim itself, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, the holiest part of the Beis HaMikdash is the Kodesh HaKodashim, which is to the west. And therefore, one should not do inappropriate things towards the west, where you have the Shekhinah, the Kodesh HaKodashim, and because the east faces the west, therefore, in honor of the Shekhinah on the west, even a person should not do inappropriate things facing the eastern direction. But the Shaila in our Gemara is there a special kovid when one is facing Eretz Yisrael, and we said that Eretz Yisrael is considered, the face of Eretz Yisrael is the east, and if I'm facing Eretz Yisrael, my right hand is to the south, is there an inyan to give kovid to the south over the north? And we're learning this right after Parshas Vayishlach in the year Tovshin Ein Zion, and we learned in Chumash, this in the Parsha of this past Shabbos, the birth of Binyamin. And one of the pshatim that Rashi brought down is that he's Ben Yamin. He is a son of the right. What does it mean, the son of the right? It means the south, as we are learning here. that the south is considered Yemin because you're facing Eretz Yisrael, which is considered the face, which is to the east. And therefore, the south is the right. So Rashi explains that all the other Shvatim were born in Paddan Aram by Lavan. That was to the north of Eretz Yisrael. The only one who was born south in Eretz Yisrael was Ben-Yamin, Ben-Yamin. So one Braisa will hold that there is an inyan to give kavod to the right. We find, for example, there are various halachas that show that you have to give kavod to the right. The left hand washes the right hand first for al netilas yadayim, for negel vaser. The right foot, the shoe is put on the right foot first. So you're always supposed to be mechabed the yamin. So one braisa holds you have to be mechabed the yamin, and the other braisa says not like that. Let us begin and learn the two braisas, and we will see in what exactly they are arguing it. Begins the Gemara, Tani, we learned in the first braisa, Hamatul Mayim, if someone urinates, and this doesn't refer to the Beis HaMikdash, this refers to anywhere he is in the world, that will itself will be a machloikis. Some say that we'll see Tanoim, some say it's only at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, some say it's only from Mount Scopus, from Haratzofim, and towards the Beis HaMikdash, and not past Haratzofim. We'll see more about this in Machloikis of the Tanoim in a few minutes. Tani, we learned in Abraisa, Hamatul Mayim, wherever the Isser is, that you have to be careful between the east and the west, and north and the south, that's what we're speaking about. Hamatul Mayim, if someone urinates, Hareze Hoifich Panav Klapit Sofon, then he has to turn himself to the north, away from the south, because you have to give kavod to the south, and therefore it's not appropriate to urinate towards the south, rather you urinate to the north. Hameisiyeches raglov, but if you are defecating, hareiz ha'ifich panav kalapi dorim, then the opposite, then you should turn towards the south with your back to the north, and defecate to the north. Because the biggest insulting thing to do is to defecate to the south. So when it comes to urinating, where you don't have to uncover yourself in the back at all, you just have to reveal yourself to Tvachim in the front. So there you should do it to the north, facing north, and you're covered completely to the south. Whereas when you're defecating, although you are only revealing one tefach in the back, and you still have to reveal two in the front, because when you defecate at the same time, you urinate, and therefore you have to uncover yourself in both places. And even though in the back it's only one tefach, and in the front it's two tefachim, but the act of defecating is more bezoyondik, it's more disgusting than urinating, and therefore you should defecate to the north, and you should be urinating to the south. Here you'll be facing the south, because again, this braisa holds, you have to give kavod to the yamin, to the south. Now, the Charedim tells us that the next four lines, we are not goris, because it will be repeated at the end of this Amud. And he points out that we start with Omer Rabbi Yossi Barbun, who was an Amoira. And here we're discussing various Tanoim, as we're going to see. We're going to discuss Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, he says these four lines are a mistake. We're not goyris it. And therefore, we're going to follow the lead of the Charedim and go four lines down to the next Tani. We have learned another braisa, the second braisa. And this second braisa argues on the first braisa, Hamasiach Esraglov, if someone is defecating, Lo yitem ponov lemizrach v'acharv lemariv, he should not face the east and his back to the west. Elit Stodin, what he should do is north-south. So we should point out that here we see the machloikis between the two braises. In the first braise, you'll notice that east and west is not mentioned. And why is that? Because east and west, it's usher both to be Matal Mayim and to be Meiskas Raglov, east and west. The main direction that it's Osir is the west. As we said, the Shechin is Bemariv by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the east faces the west. Therefore, there's a prohibition on the east as well. And that applies both to defecating and to urinating. The second Brisa only mentions the east and west, because the second Brisa says there is no inyan of the second Brisa holds that the main area is Mizrach and Ma'ariv. But you'll notice the second Brisa only mentions HaMesiach Esragel. It doesn't mention Matal Mayim, because the second Brisa holds Matal Mayim is permitted in any direction. Whereas the first Brisa held that even Matal Mayim is Osir east and west, and even north and south, it's only permitted by when a person faces the north. He cannot urinate facing the south. The second Brisa does not mention Matal Mayim at all, because according to the second Brisa, there is no direction that one cannot be Matal Mayim, even east and west, because that is not a disgusting thing such as defecating, and therefore there are no restrictions whatsoever. As far as Mesich Esraglov, as far as defecating is concerned, so there the second Brisa says that you can't do it east and west, but you can only do it to the Tzadim, to north and south. But in north and south, there is no restriction, because the second Brisa does not hold that there's an Indian that you have to give kavod to the south. And therefore, whether you defecate to the north or you defecate to the south, it is permitted. It's only usur east and west. Let us see now the Chredim that spells this out clearly. It's kedai to learn it inside it. Divrei HaMaskel HaMatal Mayim. Tana de Brisa del Kamon. The Tana of this Brisa that we just learned, the second Brisa, Svirulei, the Panav LeMizrach LeMarv Osir, Mishum de Shechina BeMarv. As we explained, it's Osir to face east or west. Aval Achorav LeDorim Ein Kepeda. But to go to defecate with your back to the south, we're not makbid on that. There is no problem, because there's no inyan of giving kavod to the south. The only inyan is giving kavod to the shechina to the west and to the east, which faces the west. V'dafka meischa baraglov demostrei. The only thing that is prohibited, even between the east and the west, is only defecating, because that's very disgusting. Avamatul mayim, but urinating, ein kepeda, even east to west. So that's why the second Brisa does not mention urinating at all, because urinating has no restrictions. You could do it in any direction. For hot Tana, and this Tana, Brisa number one, Poligol Abatarti argues in 2 points. The Svirulei, the Bain B'matul Mayim, Bain B'mesech Raglav, Osir Litein Ponav Acharav L'mizrach L'marav, that the injunction is not only against defecating, but it's even against urinating. And it is usher in east and west, both for urinating and for defecating. And even when you get to north and south, you also have to make a distinction. By urinating, where he doesn't reveal himself from the back at all. So we do give respect, according to the first Brisa, to the south, and therefore you have to urinate to the north. And you're not doing anything disgusting at all to the south, because you're completely covered to the south. But defecating, he's revealing himself a tefach in the back, and that's more disgusting than urinating. He should be to the back to the tefach, and his front is to dorim. Uponav ledorim shehu yimin ha'olam. That's the right of the world, as we explained before from Binyamin and from a pasuk that Rashi brings there. Yemin and Sfoin. So Yemin means over there in the Pasuk, Dorim. Dorim is to the right, because the face of the world is Mizrach. The yesh linoi cover the yamin. The first price holds you have to cover to the yamin. The aval pisha megaltav chaim of neakiluch. Even though because he is going to urinate at the same time, you have to reveal yourself to tvachim. And now you're telling me I should reveal myself to tvachim to the south and only one in my back side to the north. The one tefach of defecation is worse than the two tefachim of urinating to the front, and therefore you should be faced to the north to defecate, even though you're going to be revealed two tefachim to the south. And the next Chredim tells us that we're not goyrus the next four lines. And then the Chredim begins to explain to the next Brisa. So we're going to go to the Chredim, Elulitzdadim, which is four lines before it gets wide at the bottom. Elulitzdadim, Aval Ein Kepeda, Ipanav Litzofen Lidarm. The only Kepeda for defecating, according to the second Brisa, is only east-west. But to the Stadim, to the side, it doesn't distinguish whether it's north or south. V'chein dasa Bavli. And the Bavli holds the same thing, that the only problem is east or west. The Shechin is in the west. East is also because it faces the west. North and south is absolutely no problem. And urinating is not a problem to any direction, north, south, east, or west. This is the machloik, is the way the Chredim explains between these two brises. Now we bring in the other inyanim that we left out before. And we do not mention Rabbi Yosef Ber Bun, because the Chredim says that there was a mistake, that they, first of all, they brought it before, which they shouldn't have, and then instead of Rabbi Yosef the Tana, they mentioned Rabbi Yosef Ben Bun the Amora. So let us see what these shitas hold. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, back to the Gemara, which is three lines from the bottom, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shas HaMikdash, that this whole injunction that the Chacham made is only at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's not at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there is no problem with urinating or defecating east, west, north, south. That's his shita. Rabbi Yosi Omer Menatzayf Melufnim, that even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was only prohibited from Har HaTzofim, from Mount Scopus, and between the Har HaTzofim to the Beis HaMikdash. But beyond that, where you couldn't see the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Isser even in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva Omer B'chol Makom. Rabbi Akiva says it's Osir even in Chutz Laaretz. But when is it Osir? B'vad B'makom Shein by Kaisel. That's only when there's no wall. But if there's a wall, and certainly if there's an enclosure, if a person is in a building, it is permitted even east, west, and certainly north, south, says the Chredim, two lines from the bottom. What does it mean? Makom she'ein by kaisel, klaymer besada. In a field, it's usher anywhere in the world, not only in by Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, Har HaTzofim, etc. No, it's mutter all over the world. If there is a kosel, if there's no kosel, it's usher all over. Avo bebeis hakisei shebabayis enk peda came pisha rush. That's how the rush understands our Gemara. If you have a beis hakisei in a house, there's no problem which direction you either matal mayim or mesech esraglov. And then he continues at the end. Upasku kola poiskin karabi kiva. All the poiskin pass like Rabbi Kiva that yes, besot it's usur even bismanazeh, even far away from the base of Migdish, anywhere in the world, b'chol makom. But if you have a wall, you have an enclosure, then it's mutter in any direction. Continues the Gemara on the top of Daf Tzadik Dalid Amid Aleph, the last Daf in the Masechta, with a story which is no geya to the halachas that we learned at the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis. I'm Rabbi Kiva, said Rabbi Kiva, Nichnas the Achri Rabbi Yeshua, Liri Samaisa. I entered after Rabbi Yeshua to see the act, how it is done. He's referring to how Rabbi Yeshua defecated. Now, first of all, we should point out that Nichnasti, the Meforshim explained, does not mean into a building, into a washroom with walls, because Rabbi Kiva said on Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis that in such a situation there is no Kpeda to which direction he defecates. And as the Gemara will relate here, Rabbi Akiva said that he saw Rabbi Yeshua defecated north and south and not east and west. So it must be that there were no walls and it was an outside latrine. And Nichnasti was totally without walls. It's just a figure of speech that he followed Rabbi Yeshua to see how he would do the maisa. And of course, the Bavli in Brachas of Samach Beis Amid Aleph tells us that Ben Azai asked Rabbi Akiva, Atkan he'asta panecha b'rabcha, you had so much chutzpah to watch how Rabbi Yeshua, your Rebbe, relieved himself. And Rabbi Akiva responded, Toirehi v'lul merani tzarech, that he wasn't doing it to be chutzpahdik, but rather he had to see exactly how this act is performed upi halacha, and therefore he did something which normally, of course, would be a tremendous chutzpah to do. Continues the Gemara, Amrulai, they said to him, Mara Isa, what did you see when you followed Rabbi Yeshua? Amrulahem, he answered, Reisiv, I saw that he was Yoshev, he was sitting. Vitzidoi klapi mariv, and his side was towards the west. In other words, he was facing north or south. The Gemara doesn't say which way, because Rabbi Akiva's sheet is that there is no difference whether it's north or south. We don't give kavod to the south, and as long as it's not east or west, one could defecate either to the north or to the south. So he just says that he was sitting with his side to the west, which means that he defecated north or south. Second thing I saw is v'loy pirat sheyoshev, that he did not expose himself until he sat down. Third halacha, and this halacha is not found in the Bavli, because the exact same story is found in the Bavli, Brachas Samach Beis Amid Aleph, and there it says, I learned from him three things. Here in our Gemara we have four things. V'loy yeshev ad sheyishiv shiv. He did not sit down until, Reb Chaim Kanevsky explains, he wiped off the seat. And the fourth halacha, which is found in the Bavli, like kinech b'yamin ala b'smol, he wiped himself following the defecation with his left hand and not with his right hand. And then the Gemara lays, as it does in the Bavli, af Shimon ben Azai ha'yomer kein. Shimon ben Azai said the same thing. After he complained that Rabbi Akiva showed chutzpah to Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva answered him, Tarihi v'lumran nitzarech, we have the same thing concerning Ben Azai. Nichnas the acher Rabbi Akiva lir samais, I followed Rabbi Akiva to see how he defecated. Amru loi, the Talmidim said to Ben Azai, Ma Reis, what did you see? Amru lahem, Reis of Yashu v'tzidi klapim marav, I saw that he was sitting on his side, was towards the west, and he was defecating between the north and the south. V'loi pora, and he did not reveal himself, he did not expose himself at Sheyesha, until he sat down. V'loi yeshev at Sheshivshev, and he did not sit down until he had wiped the seat, he did not wipe himself with the right hand, he only wiped himself with the left hand, giving kavod to the right hand. Continues the Gemara in the Mishnah, we have learned because of Es Mikdash Tiro, there are certain activities that are prohibited on the Har HaBayis and in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara brings a brisa to elaborate on these halachas. Tani, we learned in a brisa. Lo yikanes adam la Har HaBayis, a person should not go on the Temple Mount, b'manole with his shoes, u'ba'avak shal raglav, or the dirt that is on his feet, u'ma'ois of churim b'sadinoi, or his money tied up in his kerchief, or his money belt on him from the outside. Matam, what is the reason why it is prohibited to go up on the Har HaBayis with the dirt that is on his feet? Because the pasuk says, "Shmor raglecha, watch out for your feet." Kasher teilech al beis olikim, when you go up to the house of Hashem, it is not becoved to have dirt on your feet. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda has another source for this halacha. Harei Oimer, it says by Mordechai, when he came to Achashverosh and he was wearing sackcloth, Vayavoy Adlifnei Shar HaMelech, he came up to the gate of the king. And there he changed, he took off his sackcloth, because it is not permitted to come to the gate of the king wearing sackcloth. And now we make a kal v'chomer. If this is a halacha in front of a basar v'dam, a king of flesh and blood. He's made from leches rucha, from a putrid secretion, Cain, if that's the din, that you have to come in a respectful manner. So Allah has come of me, sharmok, and when a person is in front of the gate of Hashem, certainly he has to come in the proper manner, and therefore it is not proper to come with the dirt that is on his feet. Continues the Gemara. Lo yasenika pandri or kikim kavachamim. We learned in our Mishnah that one should not make the Beis HaMikdash or the Har Bayis a shortcut, and certainly one should not spit there. What is the kavachomer? Ma im ne'ilo sheishal kavod at oimer aser. If wearing shoes, which is an honorable thing to wear shoes, and yet you say that on the Har Bayis, because it's a place of holiness, one should remove these honorable shoes, or rakika, spitting, shehisha bezoyin, which is a disgusting act to do, like kolshkin, certainly it is prohibited on the Har Bayis and in the Beis HaMikdash. Before we begin the next piece of Gemara, let us go back to the Tzadik Beis Amid Beis in the Chredim Divrei Maschil, Kol Chos Mi Bracha Shehoi B'Mikdash, which is approximately 15 lines from the bottom of the Amid on the left-hand side in the Chredim. Says the Chredim, HaMevorach Oimer B'Soif Kol Bracha Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam V'Ado Olam Choinen Hados V'Chein B'Kulon. By every bracha, they would end off the bracha of Shemayna Esrei. For example, Chayin Adas, they would say, blessed is Hashem. And very important to realize that in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not pronounce Hashem's name as we do, Adni, but rather Yud Kei and then Vav Kei. They said the name of Hashem the way it's written, and they did min ha'olam v'ado olam, and we explained in the Mishnah that Ezra was misakin, that since there were minim who only believed that there was one world, and they used, because in the bracha they used to say only min ha'olam, so they were misakin, Ezra was misakin, that they should say min ha'olam v'ado olam to show that there are two worlds. And so for each of the brachas, v'hein oinin baruch shem kved machusel l'olam v'ed, she'ein oinin amen acher kol brachas shabimigdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they did not answer as we do amen. And the reason is, since the shem havaya, the shem of yudke vavke, was pronounced the way it is written and not the way we do it, so that necessitated that we didn't just answer amen in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather we were praising Hashem's name by saying baruch shem kavod machusel olam ved, blessed is the shame, the name of the honor of his kingdom forever and ever. And now let us go to the Gemara. Kol chayis mi bracha shehoi b'mikdash, tani, we learned in a braisa, loy hoyu oinin amen beis hamikdash. They did not answer amen in the Beis HaMikdash because they said the full name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke. Ma hoyu oinin, what did they say instead? Baruch shem kved machus olam vet. And the Charedim, what we learned on Tzadik Beis Amid Beis, is actually quoting this Gemara that we're learning right now. Minayin shaloi hayoinin amen b'mikdash. How do you know that they did not answer amen in the Beis HaMikdash? Tambalim, it says in the pasuk, kumu baruchus Hashem lekecha min ha'olam v'ado olam, that after the completion of the second Beis HaMikdash, based on the takana of Ezra, so the Levim instructed the Bnei Yisrael that whoever is saying the bracha of Shemayna Esrei should say not min ha'olam, but because of the minim, they should add that there's also Olam Haba. There are two worlds, min olam vad olam. And then the pasuk says, v'yivarech shem kivoydecha. This is a pasuk in Nehemiah, Perek Tes, pasuk hey. V'yivarech shem kivoydecha. So v'yivarech shem kivoydecha is that the people who are listening to the person who is saying this long bracha of min olam vad olam, they should respond and bless Shem Kvodecha. That's why they say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam V'ed. Minayin al kol bracha bracha. How do we know that they give this refrain of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam V'ed following each bracha? Tamad Leimer, the pasuk continues, Umaroimem al kol bracha usahil. Hashem is exalted above every bracha and the praise. So from that pasuk, it indicates that after each bracha, there is a praise that the ones who hear the bracha respond and say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi Le'olam Vo'ed. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of our mission. Vo'oid hiskinu sheyehei adam shoyol b'shem. Boyaz was also misaken that they should greet each other using Hashem's name. Amar Rabbi Shua Doraim, Rabbi Shua of the South, said the following: Shloisha Dvorim Gazru Bezin Shalmatan Veskim Bezin Shalamalanimot. There were three enactments which the Bezdin in this world was misakin, and the Bezdin of above agreed with what the Bezdin Shalmata, which would be referring to the Sanhedrin, what they enacted. Ve'elohen, and these are the three things. The number one, Cherma Shal Yerichoi, the Cherim of Yerichoi, which Yeshua imposed that no one should take from the spoils of Yericho, and Achan did not listen to this enactment, and he did take from the spoils of Yericho. Umegillas Esther, the reading of Megillas Esther on Purim, Ushi'ila Shalom B'Shem, and greeting someone else using the name of Hashem. Cherma Shal Yerichoi, where do we see that the Bezin Shalmala agreed with the Bezin Shalmata? Because after Achan took from the spoils, Hashem came to Yeshua and said, Chata Yisrael, the Jewish people have sinned, Vigam Avru Es Brisi, and they have transgressed my covenant. Asked the Yerushalmi, V'lo Yeshua Gozer? What do you mean, Brisi, the covenant of Hashem? Wasn't it an enactment from Yeshua? El Malamit Sheskimu Bezin Shalmala Imon. This teaches us that once Yeshua did it, the Bezin Shalmala agreed with the Bezin Shalmata, so it is considered now that it's the Bris of Hashem, because Hashem agreed to what Yeshua had done. Where do we see the same thing that Bezin Shalmala agreed with Megillas Esther being read on Purim? Because the pasuk says, Megillas Esther, Kimu v'kiblu, ha-Yehudim, that Klal Yisrael accepted all the takonis of Mordechai and Esther concerning Purim, and one of them was that Megillas Esther should be read. So Rav Omer, how do we see that Hashem agreed with it? Because the ksiv of the word v'kiblu is v'kibel, without a vav at the end. V'kibel ksiv, melamed shehiskimu, that the Bezin Shalmala accepted it. Explains the top chredim, right-hand column, kibel ksiv, v'koyar kadosh baruch hu. It's written without a vav at the end, so we can read it not v'kiblu, but v'kibel. And that's going on Hashem. V'karin and v'kiblu, the way you read this word is in the plural v'kiblu. Hainu beizdin eshe b'shamayim, the bezdin in heaven. Einechanami, of course, the simple pshat in the pasuk is kim v'kibla yehudim. But since we're saying that the ksiv is v'kibel, which goes on Hashem in the singular, he accepted it. He accepted this enactment of Megillas Esther being read on Purim. So Memela, when the Cree of that word, the way the Baal Korah reads it in the Megillas Esther, is kiblu with a vav. So if the ksiv is Yochid Hashem, we can understand that the kiblu is going on the Bezdin Shalmala that they agreed as well. And finally, v'shila shalom b'shem, that one should use Hashem's name when he greets someone else. Where do we learn this from? And where do we learn that the Bezin Shalmala was maskim? V'hinei boys ba'mi beis lechem. And he said to the kaitrim, to the harvesters, Hashem imachem. So we see that he used the Shem Hashem in greeting the harvesters. U'minayin shiskimu Bezin Shalmala imon. How do we know that Hashem, the Bezin Shalmala, agreed with what Boyaz and his Bezin was masakin? Tamad loymer, v'yeirei love malach Hashem, that the Malach Shem came to Gidon, Vayomre Lov, and he said to him, Hashem Imcha Gibra Chayil. So he also used Hashem's name in greeting Gidon. So we see that the Malach Hashem, the Bezin Shalmala, agreed with what Boyaz had enacted. Rav Avin B'Shem Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Rav Avin said in the name of Rav Shuben Levi that the Bezen Shomalo agreed with the Bezen Shomata concerning Afa Maisris, even Maisris, says the Charedim, second line, right-hand column, HaBechino Bem Lashem Mutez, you're allowed to check on Hashem to see if he's fulfilling what he promised. You can test him. Ava Pisha Bashar Mitzvah Neser, even though other mitzvahs you're not allowed to test Hashem, Dechsiv, Loisa Nasrus Hashem, don't test Hashem. Where do we see that you're allowed to test Hashem concerning Maisris? And we'll soon see what the test is. Shenemar, the Pasuk states, back to the Gemara, Hey, Viyu as Kolamaser, the full Pasuk in Malachim, Paragimel, Pasuk Yud is, Hey, Viyu as Kolamaser, El Beso Oitzer, Vihi Terp Vesi, Uve Chanuni Nobazois, Omar Hashem Tzvokis. When you bring the Maiser to the Beis Hamikdash, so test me in this, says Hashem. If I will not open for you the windows in heaven, and I will empty out, I'll pour out blessing without limit. Let's see the Charedim in the fourth wide line on top. Hey, views call a meiser. Ube chanuni no bezoisim. Why after lechem is a rooster shmaim verikos chem brachat bli dai. Umidich ziv. Ube chanuni. Nira sheroa shevem yizborach belibam sheroitzim leboichnoi beze. Hayatzlichu viyashiru. Bevim a meiser. Kasher kosta batara. Voish asher yitin lakoyen lo yiyya. The Pasuk says, if you give the meiser to the Beis Hamikdash, if you give it to who you're supposed to give it to, Kaloimar Loyia, you're not losing anything by giving Trumas and Maisers, but you're gaining. You're going to have. Loy means the giver will have. Kaloimar Yia Loy Shefa Brachis. He'll have an abundance of blessing. Kedekos Rashi Sham, Vehiskim Hashem Imoan, Vomar. You're not allowed to test me. But in this one thing, I want you to test me. So the Charedim says Hashem saw that they wanted to test Hashem because Hashem promised from the Pasuk of Lo Yiyah that the person who's giving will get a Shefer Brachas. So Hashem says, in this thing, I agree with you. Go ahead and test me. Give Tzedakah, give Trumas and Maisrus to the Kayin, to the Levi. Give it, and you'll see you'll get it back in abundance. Shefer brachas ad beli dai. The Gemara now will explain the phrase in the pasuk that we just mentioned of arikos lechem bracha ad beli dai, because we said that that means that you will receive an abundance of brachas. And lechayra, what's bothering the Gemara, is that the words ad beli dai are saying just the opposite. Ad beli dai usually means there is not enough. It's not maspik. Ad beli dai. Beli. There is no dai. There is not enough. So how do those words mean the very opposite, that there's a tremendous amount of bracha? So we have two pshatim on this in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Barba, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. It means, dover she'yef sholoi loimer dai. Hu bracha. It's referring to something which a person is not allowed to say, I have enough of it. And what is that referring to? To bracha. What does bracha mean? Says the Pnei Moshe, Divrei Maskil, Dover She'ef Shelo Lomer Dai, She'ein Boi L'Moisoris Be'einei HaMekabel. Those who receive this bracha, it's never enough. V'hu bracha shel roiv kshamim. And that is the bracha of a lot of rain, of an abundance of rain. So, V'arikoisi Lechem Bracha, I will give you, I will empty out to you an abundance of bracha, ad belidai, that bracha, which is roiv gishamim, which you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to daven to Hashem, stop the rain, there's too much rain. So the word bracha in our Gemara, the Pnei Moshe is telling us, refers to an abundance of rain, and that is one thing that a person is ushered to daven, that Hashem should stop that good thing. So I will give you a lot of bracha, the bracha of rain, where it's usher to say, ad, beli, dai. It's usher to say, dai. You have to approach this bracha without dai. The Mephoreshim explained that, of course, if the rain is damaging, then you're allowed to. But if it's not damaging, it's just that you have a lot of rain, you're saturated with rain, there it is usher to daven to Hashem on stopping the rain. Rab Rechi, Rab Chelbe, Rab Ababar, Eloi b'shem Rav, they understood this in a different way. They take the word beli, not without, as we translated before, without die, but beli comes from the word bilo, which means tired. If we look into Rosh Cirillo, left-hand column, four lines from the end of his pirish, so he says, "Sheyivlu sifseisem, sheyilu sifseisechem." Your lips will get tired. Targum novel tibol. When Yisro told Moshe that he can't stand all day and judge the people, he has to set up a system. He said, "Novel tibol." And what is the targum of that, on that? Milo teloy. You're going to get worn out. You're going to get tired. So let's see the Gemara inside. Rab Rechia, Rab Chelbe, Rab Abba Bar Eloi b'shem Rav, ad sheyivlu sifsosechem, until your lips become tired. Miloimer dayenu brachas, dayenu brachas. The Sefer Big Day Yesha points out that the Gemara here is adding and saying that people will say dayenu brachas, enough bracha, enough bracha. Because if we just take the word die, as the Pasuk says, Varikosu lechem bracha, ad beli, die. So by saying the word die, you're not even using your lips. Therefore, the Gemara says that die, it's written in short, but the people are really saying dayenu brachos. With the bays there, you're using your lips, and you're going to say so often, dayenu brachos, dayenu brachos, dayenu brachos, ad sheyivlu sifseisechem, until your lips that are saying that bays of brachos will get tired from saying it so much. That is the pshat. It's not the pshat, you don't, ain't a maspik. That was our question. Ad beli dai, it's not enough. But the pshat is that your lips will become tired from saying so often the words of dayenu brachas, which require your lips. Then the Gemara explains in the next part of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah told us that we have to learn from Boaz, and we shouldn't say that Boaz made this up on his own, that we use Hashem's name in greeting people, because the pasuk says, "Al tovois kizikna imcha," don't treat with disrespect just because your mother is old. So now we're going to have various interpretations on this pasuk that the Mishnah brought down. We learned that the pasuk is referring to the zikanim of the Ummah, of the nation. Yeah, Boaz represents the zikne ador. You should listen to them. And what do they base using Hashem's name for greeting, which perhaps looks disrespectful, because the pasuk, as we had in the Mishnah, Eslas Hashem Hefer Usur Secho. But now the Gemara is going to explain this pasuk in a different way. Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Bun, im nisyashna divrei Torah beficha, if the words of Torah become old in your mouth, and we'll soon see in the Charedim what this means, al tevaz aleihen, do not treat them with disrespect, my taima, what's the reason? Because we have a pasuk, v'al tavois kizikna imcha. Don't treat with disrespect because your mother is old. Let us see the chredim. Al tivze aleyem, lahanicha melachzer tamid aleyem. Don't treat them with disrespect by not always reviewing them over and over again. Afilu, even if you've chazered it, you've reviewed it so much that you know you won't forget it, don't treat it with disrespect. Imcha, according to this pshat, hainu Torah. Imcha, your mother, means Torah. Kamai, and now the Charedim gives a Gemara in Chagiga to bring out the point that is being made here in the Yerushalmi. Now, as the Yerushalmi is saying that the pasuk of Altavoy's Kizikna Imcha is referring to Torah. Never say it's old, meaning I know this Gemara, I've learned it so many times, I've reviewed it, I've chazered it over and over again. No, chazer it more, even if you're sure that you won't forget it. And the Chredim brings down, K'moy b'masechtas Chagiga, The Gemara relates there a story. There was one person who secluded himself in a room, and his whole life he was reviewing over and over and over again Maseches Chagiga, and he knew it perfectly, but yet he kept on reviewing it. That was his Masechta. Every person has an Olam Haba Masechta, the one Masechta that he knows the best in all of Shas. When this person was Nifter, the Gemara relates, that nobody knew that he was Nifter. He was like a hermit. And Masechta Chagiga came down in the form of a woman, and she started to cry, and she says, please, she said to the tzibber, please, there's a big tzaddik who's just Nifter. Please take care of him and bury him properly, and through that you'll be zoicha to olam haba. And she said that he was always faithful to me. And they asked her, who are you? And she said, I am Masechta Chagiga. And after the Levaya, she disappeared. This was a person who was Mekayim, the Gemara of Al Tavos Kizikna Imcha, never treat Torah that it's something old that you've done so many times. You don't have to keep reviewing it. No, keep reviewing it over and over again. And now we have another pshat in this pasuk. Amar Rab Zeira, im nizdakna ummoscha, if your nation has become feeble, weak in the in observance of one of its mitzvahs, so then amoid v'goydra, stand up and repair the breach. Kishem she'as Elkana, just like Elkana did. She'ayah madrich es Yisrael, he used to guide Klal Yisrael, lepame regalim, to follow in the footsteps of the Ole Regal, when he used to go up to Shiloh on the Yom Tovim. And we'll soon see in the Charedim what his M.O., his modus operandi was to get people to be Ole Regal to Shiloh. Hador d'chsev, we find this in the Pasuk, that although people were negligent, they were not being Ola Regal to Shiloh, which was the Beis HaMikdash of that time in Shiloh. Elkanah saw that they weren't acting properly, and he stood up and he repaired the breach, and he got people to begin to be Ola Regal. Tichsiv, the Pasuk says, V'Ola Ha'ishahu Me'iroi, this man went up from a city. So the complete pasuk is v'olo ishehu meiroi miyam yamima lishtachavos v'lizboyach l'shem tzvakos b'shiloi, and then it goes on to say v'sham shnei bnei eli chafnu pinchas kohanim l'shem. Let us see the charedim divrei maschil al tavos, the second last charedim al tavos al tigrim sheyu levaz loivayim. Don't cause Klal Yisrael to be treated disrespectfully by their enemies. Ela amoidu gedora pirtzu shaportzu. Hainu a mitzvah shehem at selim ba. They are lazy concerning this mitzvah. Get up and fix the breach. Vahaziruz sheyase kori geti v'chaimra. That which someone will, with zrizus, with quickness, fix the breach, that is considered a fence and a wall. No enemy will be able to enter because the breach has been fixed. So that is what the Gemara was telling us, that Amoid V'Goydra fixed the breach so that the enemies do not come and persecute Klal Yisrael. Now, how do we see that Elkanah did this? Let's see the next kratom. Hador Sivolo Ish, the Hoyol Elomer Vayal. So the Chareim has two pshatim. The first pshat is that it should have said in the pasuk Vayalo Ishahu. It says Va'olo. So Midrashim Va'olo LeMidrash Bein Nami Va'alei. That this was a command that he was telling people: you go up, you go up. Shehaya Oyla Va'Mizaris Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mitzvah Va'Imalei Alei Atah Va'Alei Atah Ki Mitzvah Rabbi. It's a great mitzvah to be Oyla Regal to Shiloh. So since we have the word Vav Ayin Lamed Hey instead of Vayal Ha'ish, so instead of reading it Va'ola Ha'ish, I can read it Va'alei, and that's a remez that he used to tell people: you go up, because it's a big mitzvah. And now the Charedim brings a medrash. Umina medrash nira shaloi yoyomer b'fiv. That Elkanah didn't even say this. This was the father of Shmuel. Elkanah did not say this with his mouth, but rather people learned it from him. Alvima, as we turn to the Charedim on Daf Tzadik Dalam and Beis, Mima Shiroi and I saw Ilan Berchai v'shalir. They saw him living in the street. V'shal and I said, Malachapai, what are you doing here? V'hu oine? And he answered, La lois the regular Shilo nishakves l'Hashem l'zvayavshav. I'm going up on Yontif to Shilo to be there and to prostrate myself to Hashem and to bring karbonis. V'hoyun nenochim. And they felt bad, the people who heard his answer. Lomamam einon oilin imoy. Why don't we go with him? Ki einam uchanim. We're not ready to do it. But that caused, at least the next yontiv, they realized that it was time that they should go up to be on the regal. So even though it didn't work right away, but so he didn't say anything. According to the Medrash, he didn't say anything. He didn't say alei, alei, but rather just by him being in the street, and people began questioning him, and then they were inspired the next yontiv to go up to Shiloh. Every year around Yerushalayim, he would do it to all the places around Yerushalayim. The Torah doesn't even, the Navi doesn't even mention it clearly. Because he didn't say any words. It was like he was saying it. The heavens say the honor of Hashem, even though they're not talking, but it's like they're talking. So the valet, according to the Medrash, is not that he said it, but his actions, as some say in Pirkei Avos, hu hoya oimer. Hu hoya means his havaya, his life, said these various midos tovis that the person in Pirkei Avos is being described as saying. He never said it, but hu hoya, his havaya, the Mefarshim explain, his essence, his metzias, shouted out these beautiful midos that he exhibited by being a role model. Inami, a second shot, says the Charedim, how do we know that Elkanah was telling people to go up to Shiloh? Inami, dayik, he made a diyik, middle like siv, va'ola ha'ishahu l'shiloh l'shtachvas l'zbarach. Shiloh is put at the end of the sentence. It should have been put at the beginning. Va'ola ha'ishahu l'shiloh. He went up to Shiloh. What was the purpose? L'shtachvas l'zbarach. He didn't go up straight as a normal person would go from his city to Shiloh. Shiloh only came at the end. He went around in all directions. People asked him, where are you going? I'm going to sacrifice and to bow down to Hashem and Shiloh. So that's what the Pasuk says. That the pasuk states that va'olah isha hu me'iroi miyamim yamima, and he would go around and around, and people would ask him, "Why are you going?" And he would answer, "Lishtacha voice with his boyach, Lashem tzavakos b'shiloi." That's the diyuk, because Shiloh is put all the way later in the pasuk, not at the beginning. He didn't go straight to Shiloh; he went around and around. People questioned him, and they got the answer that he is going to Shiloh. And now we turn to the last Amud in the Masechta, Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes the pasuk that's brought down in the Mishnah. Eis lasu l'Hashem hefer Torah secho, and Rav Nosson learned it in the Mishnah, hefer Torah secho, mishum eis lasu eis l'Hashem. So the Gemara explains, Rav Nosson misareis kroi. Rav Nosson flipped around the pasuk. He took the end to the beginning and the beginning to the end. You're allowed, as we explained in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to do something, as the Charedim said, that appears to be wrong. It appears to be wrong to use Hashem's name to greet people. But since we know that Hashem wants people, as the Charedim explains, so if we know that that's the Ratzon of Hashem, we do something that appears to be not correct. Unless it's like Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, where it was a Hayroa Shah, where he had to teach Kol Yisrael Amun and Hashem, there you're allowed to do, the Gittis Faradim told us, you're allowed to do an open Isser. But here, as far as Boaz is concerned, where it's only to strengthen shalom between a person and another person, Beinam L'chaveroi, you could do something that appears to be no good. But why are you allowed to do something that even appears to be no good? So Reb Nosson explained by flipping the pasuk, Heferu Sarasecha, when can I do something that appears to be bad? Eis las l'Hashem, in other words, mishum eis las l'Hashem. You can be made for the Torah, appearance of something bad, you can do because it's a time to do for Hashem, because Hashem wants bakei sholem v'ratveyu. Rab Chilkia b'shem Rab Simon, he said, ois Torah itim, explains the Pnei Moshe, second line, right-hand column, v'loi b'kviyus tamid, he doesn't learn all the time, but rather he makes it, I learn a little now, I take a break, I learn a little bit later. So there's certain times I have for Torah. Hareza may for bris. You're breaking a covenant. My taima, what's the source for this? Heferu sarsecha. You know when you break the Torah, when you break the bris of the Torah, that's eis lasis l'Hashem. If for doing for Hashem, it's itim. It's times. You're learning for Hashem at certain times, but not always. Let's see the Pnei Moshe, the end of the second line on top. Harezeh mefer bris. What's the bris? So the Pnei Moshe says, Hakasav Eitz Allah Torah, concerning the Torah. It says in Yirmiyahu, Imloi brisi yom v'layla. Chuk Hashemayim v'oros l'samti. If not for my covenant day and night, I would not have made the laws of nature. And what is that bris referring to? That's the Allah Torah, HaKos Medavar, the Torah speaking about the bris of Torah of learning. So you know when you're mefer, when you break that bris, if you make learning eat them certain times, you have to learn Yoimim V'layla day and night. Tani Rav Shimon Yochai Aimer. Rav Shimon Yochai said, Amrei Yisus HaBriyus Shinnis Yashu Yedem and HaTorah. If you see that the people have given up from being Mekayim the Torah, and we have here a word ma'oid. The Gra in Ois Aleph says that that word ma'oid goes later. We should read it in Ra'isas, Abrish, and Asyashi, Yedem, and Atayra, Amod, Vizchazik, Ba Ma'od. That's where the word ma'oid should be. Get up, I mean, Mechazik, the Torah very much. And then if you're Mechazik Torah at that time, when everybody else is throwing their hands up in the air and they're giving up from keeping the Torah, the Atam Mekabel Schar Kulam, you will receive the Schar of all those who you are able to give Chizik to. Ma Tama, what's the source for this? Heferu Sarasecha, if you see you're living in a generation where they're breaking the Torah, Eis Lasis L'Hashem, that's the time to get up and to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you will get the schar of everyone who becomes full of chizik because of you. Continues the Gemara to give other explanations in Eis Lasis L'Hashem Heferu Sarasecha and other applications of it. Hil Hazaken Hoya Oimer. Hil Hazaken used to say, B'shaw Dimekanshin B'dar. Explains the Chareidim, he has a different girsa here, B'shaw Shemachnisin. She'ein Chachmi Hador Marbitzin L'Talmidim. If you find that the G'doyle Hador are not being Marbitz Torah to Talmidim, so then B'dar Pazer Atol Ishanas L'Talmidim. Then it's the time for you to distribute Torah. It's not a time for a nevis, but it's a time of spreading Torah if the G'dolei Hador are not being Marbitz Torah for whatever reason. Continues the Gemara, B'shah Demivadrin, explains the Charedim, B'shah Shemivadrin, Shah G'dolei Shemador Marbitzim Torah. But when the G'dolei Hador are being Marbitz Torah, then K'nais, then gather in, or according to the Charedim, the Girsa is K'nais Ata, V'loi Titel Sror Aleim. And don't have a position in Klal Yisrael. Be an onav. Da'av zulu shem shemayim hi. Lechoiz b'midas hanav. Uksiv. Eis lasis l'Hashem eferes r'secha. Here's an application of Eis lasis l'Hashem. It's a time to do for Hashem. Be an onav. Don't have a position of authority because the G'dolim are being Marbitz Torah. There's no need. So heferes r'secha. Instead of being a Marbitz Torah, which is normally what is called upon, here break your Harbatzah Satira because you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim, You're doing it because of the midas of anava. There's a time of anava, and there's a time to have authority and be a marbet tyra. So that's one application of eis las l'shem heferes hersechel, and don't spread the Torah if the gedolim are being marbet tyra. V'chein haya hillel aimer, and similarly, Hillel used to say, "Imri says haTorah she chavivah Yisrael." If you see that the Torah is beloved by Klal Yisrael, so then v'akol smeichah, when everybody's happy, rejoices with the Torah, so then bader, so then you should distribute the Torah, be marbitz Torah v'im lav. But if people are not happy with the Torah, says the Charedim, she'ain haTorah chavivah leim, they don't enjoy the Torah, they enjoy other things that the world has to offer, but not the Torah. So then his girsa is kanes. Val, we're saying the charedim, val tatil divrei Torah lebezayin. If you're going to teach Torah, in the climate that you are living, Torah will become embarrassed. So then is the time for you not to be marbet Torah. Tichsev, eis, las l'Hashem, hey, feiru ser sech melefazra. Break the Torah from what you normally would do, being a marbet Torah, spreading Torah, distributing Torah. Bizman shakinush, L'shem Shemayim, if the kinnus, if the gathering in of your Torah is for the sake of Hashem, so eis las l'shem, do not be a marbet Torah, but rather that's a time, if the Torah is being embarrassed, ridiculed, that's a time not to be marbet Torah, but rather to gather it in, because of eis las l'shem, hefeiru sarasecha. Continues the Gemara to speak about the greatness of learning Torah constantly. Amar Rabbi Elazar, just like this tiny baby has to nurse from its mother at all hours of the day, every Jewish person has to toil in Torah at all hours of the day. He said, "Kol pitma bishin, all chatter in this world is bad, pitma deraisa, but speaking and learning, the chatter of Torah, tavin, that's good. And similarly, kol kidibia tavin, all lies for sholem are good, ukidibia deraisa, but lies in Torah bishin, they are bad." Before we go to the next Gemara, let's see some important charedim here on the left-hand column. Upitaya, what does that mean? He brings the orech. Dibur kemeshmo is kol kitzipar. In other words, the chatter, like the chirping of birds. So all chatter is no good. Bishin, why? The cholamar b'dvar may be chet, because whoever talks a lot, it leads to sin. And then the Gemara says, kol kedibayo tavin, all lies are good when it brings shalom. Shemitzvah l'shanat v'nei shalom. It's a mitzvah to say a falsehood if that will lead to peace, and could it buy a deraisa bishin, but lies in Torah are false, are no good. Afilu, now here's the chiddush, afilu im yesh bedover hasama shalom aser, even if this lie will cause harmony, but you're saying a falsehood in Torah, even for the sake of harmony, you cannot say something false in Torah for the sake of harmony. You could say something false if it's not a word of Torah, but you can't falsify the Torah even for harmony. Dichsev, we see it by Aaron HaKohen, Apostle Malachi. Torah's emes hois b'fiyu, the Torah of truth was in his mouth. He never deviated from the truth of Torah. Avol b'mili d'alma, b'sholom b'mishar holach. Aaron went with peace, and he went making psharas. He would manipulate, he would falsify words that were not words of Torah. If it could bring harmony, as we know, he would tell two people who are fighting, "Reuven, don't you know that Shimon wants to make up with you?" And he'd tell Shimon, "Reuven wants to make up with you," even though it wasn't true. And he did the same with a husband and wife. That was for the sake of peace. It was not falsifying the words of Torah. That Aaron HaKohen never did, even for harmony. Continues the Gemara. Amar Shimon Lakish, b'Megillas Chasidim, Matzakosav, in the scroll of the pious, I found that it is written, Yoim Tazveni, Yomayim Ezveka. If you leave me for a day, I will leave you for 2 days. What is this? A marshal to Lishnaim, Shiyatsu, Echad Mitveria, Echad Mitziporin. Two people, one left from Tveria and one left from the city of Tziporin. Upagu Zebe Zebe Chodem Ashkena. And they met each other in a certain hotel, an inn, on the way. Lo Yispiku Livers Zemizem. After meeting each other in the inn, they had barely separated one from another. It was a very short time. Ad Shehalach Zemil. One of them had gone a mil in one direction, Vizemil, and the other one in the opposite direction went a mil. Nimtzu. But when each one went away a mil, Nimtzu Rechaikin Zemizesh, Neimilim, it comes out that they are far away from each other in a short amount of time of 2 milin. So that's the idea. Im Yoim Tazveni. If for a day you forsake me, it's not just one day because I'm going the opposite direction. The Torah is going to go away and it'll come out to be 2 days. And the Mefarshim explained that this is a mashal of the two people. The mashal is between the learner and the Torah that is being learned. When a person delves into the Torah, he makes a bond with the subject matter of the Torah. They're together. But once he goes away, even temporarily, the Torah doesn't stay in the inn. The Torah goes in the opposite direction, and it comes out that even if he later comes back to the Torah, he already is 2 days away from his original level that he was on when he had met the Torah and was delving into the Torah. And now we have a second marshal, which is a more serious absence of Torah, where a person is not just temporarily away from the Torah, but he decides to have a life that is not a Torah life. The Isha, it's compared to a woman. She's waiting for the man to that he should marry her. As long as he had in mind to marry her, she's waiting for him to come and marry her. But once he let her know that he is thinking about someone else and he's no longer thinking about her, so she abandoned him and she went and married someone else. This is a more serious separation from Torah, where a person forgets about the greatness of Torah and pursues the triviality of this world, and there he can find himself totally, after a short while, totally being removed from Torah, as we found the great Tana, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, who went to the good waters and the warm climate, and he forgot how to read HaChodesh HaZelechem, and instead he read HaCheresh HaYalibam, as we find in the Gemara and the Bavli Masechta Shabbos, because there he abandoned Torah, and in a short while he lost all of his great learning. That's like the marshal here of the woman who's waiting for the man to marry him, and he turns his attention to other things, and she goes off to marry someone else. Continues the Gemara. Tani b'shem Rav Meir. We learned in a b'raisa in the name of Rav Meir. Ein luchechad miYisrael. There is no Jew she'enoi oisem meyam mitzvahs b'chol yoyim, that doesn't perform 100 mitzvahs each and every day. The Yifei Mara tells us that even though it says here mitzvahs, but Rav Meir is actually referring to brachas. Similar to what Rav Meir says in Menachos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that every day a person recites 100 different brachas. For a list of these brachas, Ayin in Mishneh Berurah, Simen Mem Vav, Sif Katan Yud Dalit, what exactly these 100 brachas are. And now Rav Meir enumerates many of these brachas. Kariya Shema, he says the Shema, Mevorach Lefaneo Lachrea, and he has a bracha before and after. Ve'oichel Es Pito, he eats his bread, Mevorach Lefaneo Lachrea, and he makes a bracha before eating and benching afterwards. U'mespal Shloisha Pam Shoshmein Esrei, 3 times a day, he daven Shmein Esrei, Shachos Min Chamarev, or starting from the night before, Maariv, Shachris Mincha, 3 times 19 brachas. V'lam Hashina makes it 19. So we have a total of 57 right there. The Chayzer V'ayis Shar Mitzvahs, and he does other mitzvahs, Mevorach Aleihen, and he makes a brach on them. V'chein Hoy Rav Meir Oimer, and similarly Rav Meir said, there's no Jew who is not surrounded during the day with mitzvahs. Tefillin b'roish, he has tefillin on his head. Tefillin b'zroyei, he has tefillin on his arm. U'mezuzah b'pisko, he has a mezuzah on the door of his house. Mila b'soroi, he has mila on his flesh. Arbet tzitzias b'talis makifin oisoi, the four corners of his tzitzis have, of his talus cotton have tzitzis on them. Who should David Amar? That's what David said. Sheva b'yom l'alticha mishpeit zekecha. 7 every day I praise you on the laws of your judgment. V'chein hu oimer. What are the 7? So Rashi in Menachos, on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, tells us Tefillin is 2, the Shal Yad and the Shal Roish. Tzitzis is 4 on the four corners of his talus cotton. That's 6, and the mezuzah is the 7th one. V'chein Oimer, and similarly, it says Chayne Malach Hashem Sovavli Reiv Eichaltsim, that the Malach Hashem encamps around those who fear him, and he rescues them. So a Jew is surrounded with mitzvahs. Nichnas the Merchus. David HaMelech once went into the bathhouse. Roas Atzmi Orim. He saw that he was naked. Omar, he said, Oili Shani Orim and HaMitzvahs. Woe is to me that I am naked now at this time in the bathhouse for mitzvahs. Kivin Shehibit B'Mila Shaloi. But once he looked at his Mila, Hiskel Kalis HaKadosh Baruch, he began to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Natzeach Halashminis Mizmor LeDavid. David was praising Hashem on the 8th one. Why is the Mila referred to as the 8th one? So the Chredim, in his last commentary on Yerushalmi Brachas, says to Pshatim, Alashminis, either Mila, Mitzvah, Shminis, Nitn Lavram, Al Sheva, Mitzvah, Bnei Noach. It's the 8th mitzvah which was given to Avram Avinu over and above the 7 mitzvahs that were given to Bnei Noach. Inami, a second reason, Alashminis, Al Hamila Shenitna, concerning Mila, which was given on the 8th day. That's when the Mila takes place, on the 8th day after a child is born. The last 2 lines for the Siyam of Yerushalmi Brachas, the Siyat Dishmaya, will be done at the Siyam, which will take place. Gimel Chanukah, Chav Zayin Kislev, Tav Shin Ayin Zayin, at the annual OU Chanukah party. We will say the last 2 lines and recite the Hadron and the special Kaddish. And then the Ezra Hashem will be Zoicha to say Hadron al Haroya v'chesalas meseches brachas. Kein Yehi Ratzon.